Thousands of communists rallied in Moscow today to mark the 86th anniversary of the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. It was also the first day of campaigning for the country's parliamentary elections on December 7th. Right now, the communists are running a close second to the United Russia Party, which supports the administration of President Vladimir Putin. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, the communists are trying desperately to shake off their stodgy image.
Instead of the usual stone-faced party functionaries in ill-fitting suits, several rows of smartly dressed young people marched at the front of the communist parade today. The march ended with a rally in front of the headquarters of the former Soviet KGB. Party slogans flashed on high-tech video screens as musicians belted out Russian pop and folk music. ...28-year-old communist youth leader Ilya Ponomaryov admits the party is fighting a taciturn reputation.
We have to show new faces to people. We always were just traditional meetings and, one truck and, saying something from the truck and no concerts, no fun, nothing to attract people. Politics is fun. If there is no fun in politics, then there is no politics.
Ponomaryov was once an official with the embattled Yukos Oil Company, whose head Mikhail Kharkovsky was arrested 10 days ago on fraud and tax evasion charges. The communists now say they support a mixed economy, and there are several high-profile business types running on the party ticket.
Communist Party right now declares a free competition between forms of property, and it says whether it is private property or government property or public property, they should compete to each other.
Many of the young people, however, like 22-year-old Marsha Menzhinskaya, recited old-style propaganda.
The communist idea is the idea of compassion. It's an original Christian ideal, the ideal of love and friendship, a happy world without money and prejudice.
Ponomaryov admits many communist youth are too young to have a real grasp of the repressions under Soviet rule. But he argues post-Soviet governments have created suffering as well.
Not by repressions, not by shooting people with bullets, but with making such economical policy.
There was also an unrepentant show of revolutionary defiance today. Nearby, communist sympathizers snatched the Russian tricolor flag from the roof of the country's parliament. They replaced it with a red Soviet hammer and sickle banner. Police arrested the ringleader. And despite the presence of some young new faces, the rally was still dominated by elderly people, many of them holding portraits of Lenin, Stalin. The rally ended with a party's standard-bearer anthem, the Internationale. 23-year-old Ivan Yamakov, sporting a stylish sweater and sunglasses, admits being a young communist is still not completely cool. Some of my friends think I'm crazy, Yamakov says. They call me a commie, but I take it as a joke. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.